I have the pleasure to be talking with Alicia Thayer right now from the Esaka Raiders on their girls' soccer team, along with a host of other sports. She's going to be playing softball here this summer as well, but she has recently committed to playing soccer up at Morningside up in Sioux City, and what a player they are going to be getting. Alicia, appreciate you joining us here today, and thanks for giving us some time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the recruiting process for you. When did things start? How young were you? Was it sophomore year, freshman year, or was it more recent than that?
I started off recruiting probably at the beginning of my junior year. I did a few online recruiters, and then I've also went to ID camps around Iowa to get more of a feel on what kind of division I would fit in with my skill level. But then recently, this last winter, I decided to give Morningside a try, and we went there, had an overnight visit. I spent time with the team, been in practice with them, and while doing this, I also continued my college search as well, but then we ended up deciding on Morningside because of the distance and the comfortability of the team and all that.
So as you were going, let's start with that process you were going through. You had some people kind of helping you out with that. What were the kind of schools that either were paying attention to you or you noticed that you were interested in before Morningside came really into the picture?
I guess one big key factor I kept looking for while looking at colleges was a smaller college. I wanted more of that homier feeling to it. So I was looking more of the 3D vision. But yes, I was looking for a team that would be personal to me, a college that would know me by my name instead of me as a number, just to get that smaller, small town kind of feeling to it and like get it more personal than others.
Was Morningside the only place you ended up visiting, or did you get a chance to see other campuses and talk to other coaches?
Oh yeah, I visited several other colleges. I did Coe College, I did Central College, I did a short visit at BV, and a few others as well.
When did you kind of round things down to just Morningside? Was that a fairly recent decision for you?
Yeah, it was. It probably started settling down in January when I started bringing down to my top two schools, and I had to start comparing the pros and cons to each one and then which one I felt was more suited to me.
So let's talk about Morningside. What was it when you pared it down to the two that made it the one that you wanted to go to the most?
The coach. The coach was a big factor. He was constantly contacting me. He was asking me, well, hey, make sure you keep your mind open, but hey, here are some things that we can offer you and what can be more beneficial to you here than other places. The team was also a pretty good factor. I spent the night up there with Morningside, and I spent the night with the girls. We went out to eat and everything. They're a very easygoing group, and I like that I can relate to them in a lot of things.
So if you want to tell us, what were some of the benefits maybe that the coach was telling you that you could get by, you know, coming to Morningside as far as playing time, those type of things or whatever it was, what were some of the key contributors that he said that you could maybe see at Morningside compared to other places?
Well, a big factor is their top goalie graduated this year. So that gives me a better running in so I can play more here soon. Maybe not all my freshman year, but I'll have a better chance at it. I would also have a personal goalie coach that I would share with two other goalkeepers. And then I would also have, they have a really good, they have a really good training program, and we start off earlier on, so we keep going year-round, which other colleges do. But with the team that they have, I find it more exciting and have better opportunities with it.
Alicia, with a goalie coach, have you had an opportunity to have a phone or a text or even a sit-down conversation with who will probably be mainly your main coach throughout your career?
We've had exchanged a few emails. We have not had the chance yet to meet in person because the day I visited, he wasn't around at that time. But, yes, we have exchanged emails. He has also given me some additional practices and drills I can do to help me prepare for this coming season.
What do they see in you as a goalie? What was the main thing or main things that kind of made you stand out to them to make them want you?
I guess when I went there, the only thing we did for the 2 hours of practice was scrimmage. And while scrimmaging, you can probably see most of the opportunities and talent that a goalie can bring to the team. A bigger part is the reaction to the ball, and then also communication with the team and moving them around as the offense comes in.
So is goalie where you're going to stay? No chance of you moving to a different position?
No, I am strictly just goalie. I haven't played another position for about 5 to 6 years now. So I'm hoping to stay goalie, and even if I don't start this year, I'm hoping to improve my talent so I can be able to have a better chance of starting next year.
What is it about the sport of soccer and the position of goalie that made you fall in love with it and want to make it to where you play at the next level?
I guess it's like a really good bond with the team. I mean, almost every other sport has like, oh, we're a family, we're a team. But like for soccer, I feel like it's a bigger scale of like working together, teammates, communication. You really got to understand the game and the people who are playing with you to fully do your best on the field.
With the sport of soccer, where do you feel you're good as a goalie? What are your strengths as a goalie?
I feel like my boldness sometimes really works because other people might back down when somebody else is charging at you, but to be a goalie, you need to have some you have to be fearless to just go at the ball and dive at it, even if they're coming at you. You might get kicked a few times, but...
You've been kicked a few times in your high school career, have you not?
I have, but I mean, it all worked down the end. Either way, getting penalized, someone else getting a penalty, or me stopping a ball from getting a goal. So,
Alicia, where
it's all part of it?
Where can you improve as a goalie?
Probably my movements from side to side. Right now, I'm still coming back from a previous injury, so my movements and reaction time has slowed down slightly, so I need to get that back up. And then while going to a new team, a big part will be getting back with that communication and being personalized with my defense so I can better communicate what's going on and how I can move people around to better suit the game.
You spent a night with the girls and on campus. What did you like about the campus? What stood out for you about Morningside?
I liked how, like, for some instances, there's soccer girls with soccer girls, so you're constantly bonding with a team in one way or another. The campus itself is very nicely set up. The cafe is beautiful. The girls usually sit together at lunchtime or breakfast time, and we usually go out for ice cream. We actually went out for ice cream after my night there. We went to Dairy Queen, and then we went back and we played games. I mean, it was just like a friend. It's like I've been friends with them forever, but I've only met them that night, so it was really nice.
What are you expecting to be kind of the biggest differences for you going from playing at ESAC in high school to playing college ball at Morningside?
The speed of the game. The speed of the game during high school has been quite slow, but when you go out to play for college, the speed might pick up, and as well as the intensity. You're going to see better passes. You're going to see harder shots, faster shots, farther away. And then the speed of them coming in and dribbling around is going to be also a big difference. It's going to be a big adjustment.
I'm going to ask you this one. You've played multiple sports in high school, and you've been banged up for a good portion, it seems like, of your high school career. I think part of that because you're a fearless player and you just go out and work. But how do you feel that being a multi-sport athlete has helped prepare you for college soccer?
Keeping me in shape is a big part, as well as, like, for soccer, you need to be, like, you got to keep moving. For basketball, you got to jump high, play, keep low, and you got to keep constantly run. So all these different sports put together has brought me different skills that other athletes who might have only played one sport may not have because they've only focused on those one skill set. Well, for me, I've been focusing on 4 different sports, so I have several other skills I'm also bringing to the table.
Now, I know you're not just going there to play soccer. You're going to be getting an education as well. Have you decided on a major yet? Is that something that you know, or is that something you'll determine once you get there?
I have decided on what I'm going to go into and minor in. I'm going to major in biochemistry and a minor in agronomy. So that's what I'm going to do, and then hopefully that'll bring me a broader idea of a certain job I would like in the future.
Well, the moment you said biochemistry, I knew you were too smart to be talking to me. But what, do you, Alicia, what are you hoping to do with that major?
I'm hoping to work with plant genetics, so focusing on different types of plants and how I can fight back with certain diseases with plants and all that.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate your time here today. Sounds like you're out working right now and checking on things. So
yes.
I appreciate all of your time. You know how much fun I've had covering you and getting to know you and talking with you over the years. Looking forward to the upcoming softball season and certainly looking forward to following that soccer career up at Morningside. So congratulations on the decision. And can I tell you what, Morningside getting a special one. So thanks for everything, Alicia, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, Alicia Thayer again with the ESAC Raiders again. She is headed to Morningside to play soccer.